Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman and Pastor Doris Smith. The host of Facing Your Fears on Blog Talk Radio is evangelist Norma Chapman. Ms. Chapman has interviewed many guests that have been an inspiration as well as a blessing to many of her listeners. She is the author of What Faith Can and currently writing three other books. She studied and attended Union Baptist Theological College of New Orleans. She's also an associate minister at Greater Liberty Baptist Church under the leadership of Dr. Calvin W. Woods, Jr. Sits on the NAACP Executive Committee and formerly a member of SCLC Justice for Girls. Pastor Doris Smith, co-host. Pastor Smith retired after 29 years of service in the government from the position of procurement contracting supervisor. She's a pastor, a teacher, an author, a certified professional speaker, a life and inspirational coach, and the host of the Power Hour, Line of Inspiration and Motivation. A caregiver, a beautiful wife, a wonderful mother, a grandmother, and just an all-around people person. And now it's time for Facing Your Fears with evangelist Norma Chapman, with her co-host, Pastor Doris Smith.
Good evening to all of our listeners on today. Yes, you're now tuned in to Facing Your Fears radio talk show hosted by yours truly, evangelist Norma Chapman, with our awesome co-host, Apostle Doris Smith out of Miami, Florida. As always, let's bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you. We come today thanking you, Jesus, for another opportunity to go forth, Father God, and, Father God, to praise your name, Father God, to bring, Father God, word of encouragement, Father God, to those who are out there in radio land, Father God. We ask that you, Father God, come into the studio, Father God, and just have your way on today, Father God. We invite your Holy Spirit, Father God, to lead and guide us through this radio talk show on today, Father God. And whatever that you say and do will be pleasing, acceptable in your sight, that you may get the glory out of all that we do on today. God bless you. And this is my prayer for all of our listeners. All right, listeners, today's topic will be redeemed, bought with a price. Yes, and we'll be coming from 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and we're going to start at the 19th verse. Now, I'll be reading from the King James Version. We're going to start the 19th verse. What know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own? The 20th verse where we'll be focusing on today will be, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. And the scripture is telling us that our bodies do not belong to us. We were bought with a price, yes, which was the blood that Jesus shed for us. Note, in the book of Romans, the 12th chapter, starting at the first verse through the second verse, it says, I beseech you, my brethren, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Jesus Christ, which is your reasonable servant. Do not conform any longer to patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. What it's telling us that if we submit our bodies as a living sacrifice, it's only reasonable that God asks us to do this. After all, he paid the ultimate price with his body. He shed his blood for all of our sins and the entire sins and the entire world's sins. So it's only reasonable that he asks us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And in the second chapter of Romans, it said, but be ye not transformed and be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. As we continue on today and as we talk, going to find out what pleases God and what's displeasing to God. Then we can say, I am redeemed, bought with a price, all because of God's love for us through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, our Savior, our Provider, our bright and morning star. Yes, listeners, we must learn that our bodies does not belong to us. Once we become a Christian, and once we become a born-again Christian, then we would recognize and know that we are not our own. Our bodies belong to God. Some people think that being a Christian only has to do with spiritual things and not physical things. However, Paul is very clear that your physical body, along with your spirit, was bought at a great price, the blood of Jesus. And you see that in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 20th verse. Once you become a Christian, your body is where the Holy Spirit lives. How do you treat your body? Remember that good health and sexual purity are integrative parts of glorifying God with your body, meaning that the things we eat, the things that we do, it is a part of us glorifying our body and sacrificing our bodies to God. When we do things that will harm our body, then it interferes with the spirit that dwell on the inside of us. So we must learn how to keep that connection. Keep that connection that is the Holy Ghost that dwells on the inside of us, that guides us and leads us to all righteousness. Now we know that our bodies is not now, after we read the scripture there in 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter and the 20th verse, we know. And Paul asked the question, do you not know that you don't own your body? Once you become a born-again Christian, then what we do? We sacrifice our bodies. We sacrifice the things that the flesh loves, the things that the flesh loves to eat, the things that the flesh loves to enjoy, the things that the flesh loves in reference to sexual or activities. If it's not lined up with the word of God, all of these things interfere with the spirit on the inside of you. But when you become a born-again Christian, we want to stay away from those things. We want to present our bodies, as Romans, the 12th chapter of Romans and the first verse say, present our bodies as a living sacrifice. You're going to sacrifice it, holy and acceptable to God. So if you're not doing things that's pleasing and acceptable to God, we are not walking in the line of righteousness. We are not walking in holiness, and we are not doing the things that is approving in the eyesight of God. So Paul urges us that we must not acknowledge and realize that we have to continue to submit our daily life, what we do and how we do it and what we connect ourselves to, what we allow our bodies to become a part of. We have to realize that if it's not lined up with the word of God, if it's not pleasing in the eyesight of God, if it's not acceptable in the eyesight of God, then we are not sacrificing our bodies. Now, when my spirit told me to say redeemed, bought, redeemed love, bought with a price, what love is so greater than the love that Jesus Christ gave to us by laying down his life? When he shed his blood, that was the ultimate price. When he was beaten all night long, spit on and ripped apart and all manners of evil that was done to him, it was all because of his sacrifice that he made for his Father in heaven when he came down, the sacrifice, his sacrifice was to die for the sins of the world. And when he went to Calvary and was hung on the cross, he looked down and he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Even after they had mistreated him, abused him, accused him of all manners of evil, and then put nails and thorns in his, thorns on his head, nails in his hand, and nailed his feet to the cross, he still had love. He said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. He come into the world for that purpose. Now, once he'd come into the world and he walked with his disciples, he taught his disciples, and he left instructions with his disciples what to teach, how to teach, and how to govern the people here on earth, that they may have a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Paul, Peter, and the disciples, they went abroad after Jesus had ascended back into heaven and now sits on the right hand of God. They continued to preach and teach the gospel of Christ. They continued to build up the kingdom of God, what we should be still doing today. Still telling the world about Jesus and the purpose of Jesus' birth. Testifying and being a witness to what is pleasing to God and what is not acceptable in the eyesight of God. We all know that sin, that God cannot look at sin. It stinks in his nostrils. So when we are not doing what God expects of us as Christians, then God turns his back on us. So we want to continue to be blessed, continue to walk with God, continue to say, I am redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. Then we should walk in the ways that the world could see that you know that you know that you know God have changed your whole life. You have been redeemed, bought with a price. What is that price? The blood of Jesus Christ, the suffering of Jesus Christ. That's the ultimate price. So what greater love than for a man to lay down his life for his brother? That's what Jesus did. He didn't just say, I love you. He set a pattern. He showed his love. He did not come and say, well, and look back up and told his father, I can't go through this. I can't die for these people. Look how they don't even accept who I am. They won't even acknowledge that I am your son, but yet you want me to go and be beaten all night long? Because he knew what was going to happen to him because he was God himself. But he was in the flesh, just like you and I are in the flesh today. But he sacrificed his life. So if he can sacrifice his life for the sins, for our sins and the sins of the world, why can't we sacrifice our bodies as a living sacrifice to him, holy and acceptable, and live a life that's pleasing and acceptable in his sight? Now, the question may be asked, is it easy? No, it is not easy. We are going to fall along the wayside. We are going to stumble as we go through this Christian journey, as we take this walk, as we work out our salvation. We are going to fall along the wayside. But through it all, Jesus left a message here for us. He said he promised to be with us until the end of time. He promised to never leave us, nor will he desert us. So that is a what? That is a blessing in disguise. That if we are blessed that Jesus is still with us. I will not leave you comfortless. I will send to you a comforter, which is the Holy Spirit. This is what the 1 Corinthians and the 6th chapter, the 20th verse is talking about. That comforter that he's left is the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. And this is why Paul is urging us in the book of Romans to commit ourselves. Submit ourselves as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is our reasonable service. It's only reasonable that we serve God in spirit and in truth. It's only reasonable that we do the things that's pleasing in God's eyesight. It's only reasonable that we give him all the glory and all the honor. It's only reasonable that we do things that's lined up with God's word. It's only reasonable that we read the word of God. It's only reasonable that we get down and we say our prayers, or we look up to heaven and say, Lord, you know, and give and make a request that we want God to do something for us. Well, yes, we make requests to God, but are we willing to sacrifice what God has asked us to sacrifice? Because God blesses us and will continue and have continued. I don't know about you, but he has continued to bless me even when I was doing wrong. His love was so great. His love is so great for us. He looked beyond all of our faults. And he sees our need. So it's only reasonable that we would present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And I'm going to say this. I know there's trouble in the studio because I can see that in the studio that there's no callers have called in. My co-hosts have tried to call in. And also Evangelist Perkins tried to call in. There's no one in the studio but me on today. But when this is aired and you go back and you Google it or you listen to it from Facebook, then I am telling you that the reason why you couldn't get into the studio today live is because there's trouble in the studio, in which I pray that it will be straightened out on next week, but I still had to go through and teach the lesson on today, even if it's nobody but me. You know, that song said, I'll go. If the Lord needs somebody, Lord, here am I, send me. If I have to go alone, Lord, still I'll go. I cannot not do what God asked me to do simply because I don't see no one listening or I don't see any visible numbers in the studio today. But it doesn't mean that I'm not reaching someone out there in radio land by computer. It doesn't mean that when you go back, someone might go back and listen to the message on today. And if nobody that can hear my voice out there in radio land today, I want you to know that Jesus Christ paid the ultimate price. Yes, we redeemed love, our Redeemer. We are redeemed, bought with a price. Jesus changed our whole life with his precious blood, with his life. He laid down his life for us so we can be set free, so we will not be in bondage and slavery with the things of evil, with this old evil world, because we're living in perilous times, listeners, and we won't be connected to anything because God will be able to watch, his angels will be able to watch over us, and his Holy Spirit that lives on the inside of us will keep us from all harm, from all earthly disease, from all unrighteousness. So with that being said, why wouldn't we want to submit our bodies as a living sacrifice to him, holy and acceptable? And why can we not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind? Why is it so hard to renew our minds? Why is it so hard to connect and do what's right, and tell yourself, this is what I want to do. I want to thank God for how far he's brought me. I want to thank God through all the trials and tribulations that I've been through, down through the years. God is still keeping me. God was keeping me then, and he's still keeping me today. So listeners, I am so sorry that we're having trouble in the studio on today, but God is still good. God is still merciful. God is still crying out to us. Come ye, all that is heavy, lay your, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all that's heavy laden, lay all of your burdens upon me. For my burdens, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. That means that the yoke that we'll be, that we're holding on to is easy than any yoke that we can carry by ourselves. So we must keep on. We must keep on going down the path that will lead us to the road to heaven, the road to where one day we will see his face. Face to face, we will see our Savior's face. Face to face, we will see our Redeemer's face. Face to face, we will see our Rose of Sharon. Face to face, we will see the bright and morning star. Face to face, we will see the lily of the valley. I don't know about you, but in that great getting up morning, one day, we're all going to sit at his feet and we're going to be blessed. We're going to sing, "How I Got Over." Our soul's going to look back and wonder how we made it over. Yes, we come through some hard times. Yes, we're going to go through some more hard times. Yes, the hard days and months and years ahead that God has before us is not going to be easy. But one thing we do know, if we keep our hands in God's unchanging hand, he will see us through. We don't have to walk this road alone. We don't have to wonder how we going to make it through, because he's promised us. And I don't know about you, but I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on his word. I believe and I have faith in knowing God is going to work this thing out. God, as my pastor say all the time, he's going to turn it around for us, thanks to God. It's nothing too big for God to do. It's nothing too small for him to do. He's our all in all. Jesus is all in all this world to me. And I thank God for being who he is. I thank God that he has changed my whole life. I thank God that he allowed me to call on his name. I thank God he allowed me to turn my life around so I can be worthy of my calling, worthy of his name, and worthy of his suffering and shame. Listen, I don't know about you, but let me tell you something. This world that we're living in is going to get harder and harder. If you don't know Christ and the pardon of your sin, I urge you today to give your life to God. I urge you on today to tell the Lord, "Lord, here am I. Lord, take me, Father God. Cleanse me, Father God. Do me like David asked you to do, Father God. Wash me with hyssop so I shall become whiter than snow. Father God, create within me a clean heart and renew within me the right spirit." And like I said earlier, in order for you to be renewed in the right spirit, you must renew your mind. You have to have your mind steadfast and ready to give your life to Jesus, ready to give your life to God, ready to say, "I want to give my life to God because I want to walk in the ways that God's Son, only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, walk in. I want to have this mind in me just as it was in Jesus Christ. I want God to look down upon me and cover me like he covered his Son, Jesus Christ, when he walked through this world, this earth. It wasn't easy for Jesus. There were times when he was stoned, they throw stones at him, spit on him, talked about him, all manner of and lies. We get upset when somebody tell a lie on us. So what? They lied on Jesus Christ. Did it not make him be who he said he was? He was still the Son of God. He was still the baby of the Virgin Mary. Came through her wounds without her knowing a man. He was still the Son of the Most High. He was still the man, they called him Jesus. They went to Calvary, hung on the cross, bled and suffered for our sin. I tell you, listen, I truly miss my co-host on today, but the studio is not acting right, what we're going to do, we are going to bring this back so we all can have a lesson with you on today. And as it goes out on today, we are going to ask that God would touch Gloria Hall Johnson. She went through her surgery on Monday. God bless her to come out, and she called me on today, and she said she feels good. And we want to give God the glory for that healing. We want to give God the glory for guiding the doctor's hands in the operation room. There's somebody out there that may have to go through surgery. Somebody out there that's going through laying in the hospital on their bed of affliction or laying at home on their bed of affliction. We want to pray that the Lord will go and touch their bodies right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we know that you're a healer, Father God. We know that you're a doctor that never lost a patient. Go into the hospitals, Father God. Touch those that are on ventilators, Father God. Touch those that are suffering with this pandemic, the coronavirus and all of these pandemics that's coming upon us in this world today. Oh, Father God, walk in a hospital room, Father God, where somebody's not suffering with the coronavirus, but they're still on their bed of affliction, Father God. They're suffering with another type of illness. Oh, Father God, we ask that you touch their bodies on today, Father God. Oh, Father God, we ask that you heal, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know that you are a healer, Father God. And, oh, Father God, there's someone that's laying up at home. You know their name and you know their addresses, oh, Father God, because we know you can be in every place at one time, Father God. Touch their bodies in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody, Father God, got a bowed down head on today, Father God, have lost a loved one, and they're going through trying times. Oh, Father God, be a comforter for them, Father God. Oh, Father God, let them know they can look to the hills on today, which cometh your help. All of your help. All of our help comes from you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know that, Father God, that you would be there, Father God, because you promised us, Father God, all we have to do is call on your righteous name, Father God. And when you live right, you got a right to call on his holy name. Oh, Father God, we ask that you bless those that's in prison. Take the chains off of them, Father God. Loose them, Father God. Open the jailhouse cell, Father God. Let them come out, Father God, crying, Father, what must I do to be saved? Let them give their lives to you, Father God. Touch some man or some woman, Father God, who's right now thinking on going out there committing a crime with a gun in their hand or trying to hijack somebody's car, Father God, like my sister was hijacked on last night as she stopped to put air in her tie in Gonzales. Oh, Father God, they hijacked the car and had a gun, Father God. Oh, Father God, speak to our children, Father God. Speak to our young people, Father God. Speak to their parents, Father God. There's some parents that's doing wrong with their children. We ask that you turn it around, Father God. Turn it around in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I cry out today for them, Father God. I cry out today, Father God. Save them, Father God. Save them, Father God. Save them, Father God. Let them go to some church, somebody, that, Father God, that can touch and they can hear your word, and they'll come running saying, oh, here am I, dear Lord. Here am I, dear Lord. Save me, Jesus. Save me. And, oh, Father God, bless our co-host on today. Bless all the listeners out there. Bless my pastor, Dr. Calvin. Bless all of my friends. Bless everyone that's connected with me, Father God. Bless them, Father God. And this is my prayer in the mighty name of Jesus as we close the show on today. God bless you. God keep you. We'll see you on next Thursday. God bless you. This is the end of the show. Bye-bye now.